To start out our program today, for 14 years, Eric Schertzing has served as Ingham County Treasurer. And about 6 weeks or so ago, he began charting a new path representing Michigan's 8th Congressional District, which includes Lansing and East Lansing. For now, Schertzing is one of four Democrats who've announced for their party's nomination this August. Four Republicans are also in the race. To hear how the effort is going, to learn more about the candidate, we welcome Eric Schertzing back to Current State.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome.
Great to be with you.
It's good to see you. The Lansing City Pulse wrote of your, quote, middle of the road, unquote, approach to politics. And you admitted to them, quote, there's not as much black and white as some people would like. There's a lot of gray. Talk to us about that gray. Why do you describe yourself this way?
Well, you know, I think what folks are looking for from government is to get things done. And if you spend all your time on the extremes or the black and whites and can't get yourself to the middle, you're just not getting done for the citizenry, the work that they expect. I work hard to bring all sides together and move us forward to improve the community.
Will that be at the heart of your message to voters heading closer to August?
Well, you know, we're still working on that. This is a big district. You know, I'm running for the 8th Congressional District. I've been honored to serve as Ingham County Treasurer for 14 years, and before that for Pat Lindemann in the Drain Office. But this is a federal race. This is for a congressional district that's all of Ingham, all of Livingston County, and the northern two tiers of townships in Oakland, including a little reach down to Rochester Hills for people that know the, you know, geography through Clarkston and Lake Orion in Oakland County. So, you know, it's a big area, and I do believe in trying to represent the area that you serve.
Do you think you might how do you think that message will unfold, though? I mean, do you figure that you may enhance that? Yeah, problem solving seems to be at the heart of what you're saying. You consider yourself a problem solver.
Well, you know, a problem solver, we did that as county treasurer working on tax and mortgage foreclosure prevention. We did that in the Tri-County area, won, you know, a national award for the quality of that outreach effort. It's part of setting up the Land Bank Authority, which is, you know, working on housing issues and unloved properties, making them better. Job creation comes out of that. You know, I think folks in the 8th District are looking for jobs and for stability for the middle class. And we've had a long time slide in the earnings of the middle class in this country. We've got to work together, not be at loggerheads in Washington all the time, to do the work for all of the people, not just some of the special interest.
Connect those dots, though, for us. How does the land bank activity lead to job creation?
Well, you know, we were able to do a lot of renovation and new home construction. Land Policy Institute at Michigan State University did a study of our activity and, you know, proved that we created hundreds of jobs and generated significant tax revenue. Quality housing is necessary for jobs. People deserve it. It leads to more wealth in the community. And wealth leads to jobs.
Talk to us about the trajectory of the next few months. What kinds of activities are you concentrating right now on, and how will those be changing as you move closer to August?
Well, you know, I'm working with the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and putting together a professional team. The campaign manager, who was a deputy field director for Elizabeth Warren in 2012 in Massachusetts, started recently. I've got a call time manager. You know, a lot of this is
more
about
job creation.
More
is,
job
is
creation, absolutely. And you know, a lot of the stuff for the next couple months is raising money so that you have the resources for the primary and the general election.
When you visited with WKAR's Kevin Lavery a month or so ago, you referred to all the discussions that you were having. And this is a big if you're successful in August, are you thinking that the state and national party organizations are going to get behind you sufficiently to really make it a contest in this GOP leaning district? It is 54% apparently Republican.
I think that's probably a little bit high, but yes, I do. I mean, we have two competitive congressional districts in Michigan that are recognized by both of the parties, the 1st and the 7th. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee sees me as the opportunity to make the 8th District the third competitive district in Michigan. You know, the base that I have in Ingham County, and Ingham County is key to winning the 8th District. In the last election, I got 67% of the vote. The election before that, 65. You know, we need performance, Dem performance, in that mid-60 range to turn this seat Democratic. I've got the history of representing the area. People know me and the hard work and the ethics, the work ethic that I bring to the job, and I think they'll look forward to that in the U.S. Congress.
What makes Ingham County the key to winning the 8th? I mean,
well, because we have good Democratic performance here, and it's going to be a target area for voter turnout for the Gary Peters Senate campaign and Mark Schauer's gubernatorial race. So we're going to have all three campaigns, the U.S. Senate, the gubernatorial, and the congressional, focusing efforts on Ingham County for voter turnout. And with that turnout comes good vote performance for Democratic candidates.
But your conversations with the party are encouraging to you at this point?
Absolutely. This is a winnable seat when it's open. The president carried it in 8. Stabenow carried it in 12. You know, as an open seat, we have a lot of competitive stuff going on here in Michigan. I think Michigan is going to be a significant battleground area for Democrats.
You certainly have a longer record of high-profile public service than your primary competitors. Are you confident about winning the primary?
Well, you know, we're not going to take it for granted, and we're certainly going to watch it and be mindful. But, you know, this is a lot of work. It takes a lot of, you know, effort. I've been working on this for 32 years. We have four wonderful candidates. I met and know the three other candidates in the race. I think trying to approach your first elective office as the U.S. Congress is going to be quite a challenge. I think my history here and my vote performance here is going to carry us through the primary.
We're talking with Ingham County Treasurer Eric Schertzing, one of four Democrats who have announced their candidacy for the Michigan's 8th Congressional District, which represents Lansing and East Lansing. Who do you expect the GOP to put up?
Well, you know, they've got two candidates, one that's a Tea Party state rep and the other one that is reported as having said he was Tea Party before the Tea Party was cool. I think some of your listeners this morning would probably be scratching their head over exactly what that means for the Tea Party to have
that's
been
Mike
cool.
That's Mike Bishop?
That's Mr. Bishop.
Yeah. Have you set a fundraising goal? I mean, in general, talk to us about fundraising. How is that going?
Well, you know, it's going well. We're getting better at it every day. I've got a call person that works with me. That's where I'm headed from here to do phone calls for the day. It's unfortunate that is as big a part of the access to democracy and elective office as it is, but that is where we are. I'm confident that we're going to have the resources we need to run a first-class campaign. And, what happens after the primary is dependent upon what's going on everywhere in the state of Michigan and across the country. Resources move around. But I think that the history that I've got here in Ingham County, working hard, serving the public, is going to do us well and prove to folks that this is a winnable district.
You looked at this seat a year or so ago when Mike Rogers was considering the Senate. He ended up dropping that bid. But lo and behold, on March 28th, not that long ago, he announced he was dropping out. I have to ask you what did you think? What was going through your mind when you heard that? And were you expecting anything like that?
Was not expecting that. We certainly had looked at the seat with others. I got a text at 8 a.m. from somebody. You running?
How you found out?
Yeah. I was sitting in a meeting in a room in a basement without good cell reception.
And you found out Mike Rogers was not running for re-election by someone's text that said you running? Question mark.
Yeah. Things sometimes just fit in life. You know, I started out working for Congressman Carr when he was out of office after the 1980,
right.
you know, Reagan Revolution when I was a sophomore in college. So, you know, a congressional experience has always been in mind on stuff. I'm in between elections for the county treasurer. My oldest daughter has graduated from high school and is going off to Kalamazoo College in the fall. The twins are going into junior year of high school. My wife was on board. You know, you need all of these different things to line up to be able to take advantage of opportunities like this. And so the opportunity presented itself. Other candidates were looking at it. You know, from April 4th to the 13th, we were in Mexico City seeing my oldest daughter. She had graduated a year early from East Lansing High School and was doing a Rotary Youth Exchange experience for a year. Hadn't seen her since April 15th. You know, so in the middle of all this, I wasn't going to pass up on seeing my oldest daughter and the family vacation in Mexico. So, you know, we're making arrangements and trying to figure out how this is all going to happen. And while we were away, the decision was made to go forward. We scrambled in that 10 days when we got back to get all the petition signatures put together, and we filed those April 22nd. And we've just been building the team to put together a first-class, winnable 8th Congressional District operation since.
Plenty of Democratic candidates are being asked about their take on the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Were you a supporter of the Affordable Care Act? And would you be open to alterations in the Affordable Care Act?
Well, you know, I grew up on a farm down in the Stockbridge area, and the way I was raised is your word is your bond. So we've been fighting over keep it versus, you know, throw it out. I think the American public wants it fixed. If we told folks, which we did, that you can keep your plan or keep your doctor, that's what we should be fighting for. You should keep your word when you make it. That's part of the problem in Washington. That's part of the dysfunction down there, is folks have forgotten that key value of representing the citizens. You keep your word when you make it.
But would you be open to alterations?
Absolutely. You should fix things. Legislation is never perfect when you pass it, especially complicated legislation. So, yes, we should be in there fighting for fixes. The other side has been all about repeal, or for a long, long time they were about repeal, and that accomplished nothing for the American people.
Are there other national issues that you've begun to think about? I mean, getting involved in the national stage requires a greater acquaintance with those. It would obviously be some kind of period of transition for you, but there must be other national issues that you feel strongly about.
Well, you know, it is a little bit different than being the Ingham County Treasurer, Mark. Yes. Yeah, the questions change. We've got things like there should be equal pay for equal work. I mean, that's an important issue to me. The minimum wage is something that we've got to deal with getting that raised. Making sure Social Security is protected. You know, for a lot of time that's been under attack. And I think that is the foundation for a secure retirement with dignity for individuals.
Talked about infrastructure too.
Yeah, well, you know, that's another one. And when I worked with Congressman Carr, he was on the Appropriations Committee, Transportation Subcommittee. So we brought a lot of resources back to improve the roads in Michigan in the 80s. And frankly, they've been falling apart since. You know, roads and bridges and infrastructure, water and sewage, those were never partisan issues. You know, what have we come to when rebuilding our roads and bridges becomes a partisan issue? I just don't understand that, and we need to change that. The other part of infrastructure, though, is also on the human side. You know, education and job training experiences need to be affordable. We can't have our youth leaving college with debt equivalent to a mortgage. When they leave college with debt loads like that, they're not buying houses and they're not buying cars. That's part of the erosion of the middle class in this country.
What do you consider the biggest problem you've solved in your public career so far?
You know, I think it is really rebuilding communities through housing. We've done that as county treasurer by minimizing the negative impact of tax and mortgage foreclosure and making sure that counseling opportunities are available to keep families in their homes. And we've done it through the land bank, through blight removal, you know, homes that can't be saved, and then also renovating or building new homes. The greatest thing I get to do as land bank chair is go to closings with, you know, families, often it's a single mom, and turn over the keys to a house so that they can realize the American dream. I think of a woman in Mason that had been trying to own a house for years. She has two special needs children. She had almost given up. And through the land bank efforts, we were able to put her in a home, a stable home, a new home, an energy efficient home for her and her two children.
Eric Schertzing is the Ingham County Treasurer and the Chairman of the Ingham County Land Bank. He is one of four Democratic candidates for Michigan's 8th Congressional District. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Talk again soon.
Thanks, Mark.